What happens after the crop is planted? This is critical every year because crops are in all kinds of stages throughout the country. What are you doing on a daily basis to monitor your customers' crops and nurture them to maximum yields in the fall? The fifth factor involves the farmer continuing to protect every variety's performance at all cost. He must not skip extra steps in applications of fertilizer, fungicides, and insecticides throughout the season. Sellers must make sure they don't turn that irrigator off too soon to save a little bit of money. As market prices fluctuate, farmers tend to pull back a little bit from taking care of a crop and instead begin to punish it by not giving it what it really needs when it really needs it. Remember, our goal with these top five factors is to minimize the damage from the 1,000 variables. So many top germplasms have failed to perform to their potential each and every single year because the top five factors to producing a top crop were violated. So how do you, the seed seller, help your prospects and customers follow the top five factors? Simple. It all starts at planting. That's right. After all, four of the top five factors must be executed at the planter and cannot be fixed later. You only have one chance to get these right. That is why it is absolutely and positively imperative you are visiting planters each spring as your customers are planting your products. Regardless of when planting takes place in your territory, it remains the most important time of the year for all seed sellers and their customers. Planting season is the time of year when both you and your customer are determining your future and your future success. It is also the best chance for you, the seed seller, to put yourself in a true leadership position in the grower's mind. This is a time of year when you will get to help growers control the most important variables that affect their level of success when growing their crop. But now you are probably asking questions like, what do I even do on a planter visit? How long should the planter visit take? How do I even get a farmer to stop in the middle of planting season to talk? I'm not a planter expert. What can I possibly say to an experienced farmer? These questions are very typical, and if you asked any of these questions, you are not alone. This is precisely why I created an entire program called Planting Customers. It's the most important customer contact you could possibly have with a farmer. When you visit customers' planters, you will notice changes in your customers just by being there. But when you visit your customers' planters with a plan, you see a permanent positive change that takes place. What kinds of changes would you like to make in your customers today? I bet you could list a lot of them. How would you like to get them to place an order with you when you want them to? How would you like to get them to pay when you want them to pay? How would you like to get them to follow your instructions on how to use your products? How would you like to get them to plant your products with more care? How would you like them to change how they really measure the performance of one of your varieties? You can make all those things happen just by planting customers. Planting customers is a strategy when seed sales reps make the most important customer contact of the selling season. You see, very few seed sellers understand the new selling season begins the day your customer's planters roll. That means both you and your customer begin thinking about planting for next year at planting time. Planting customers revolutionizes every customer relationship in a simple 10-minute stop. I'm going to teach you exactly how to execute this game-changing strategy in your sales territory.